Hello, everybody, and welcome to From Our Mind to Yours. I am your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And we are starting off episode 6.
Episode 6.
Not gonna lie, this is the third take of episode 6.
Of episode 6, yeah. Episode 6 has been kind of a struggle. There's definitely a lot of factors that in our 3D world dictate whether this is a successful episode. In the eyes of ourselves or not?
Yeah, I brought this up in conversation with D'Angelo yesterday because I just felt like, I don't know if the people experiencing the episodes were noticing this as well, but I felt like they were starting to get a little stale.
And almost forced.
By that I mean like it just wasn't, it was starting to feel not as fun to me.
Yeah.
And I think that was because there's so many things on a spiritual level that I want to share and like
that come to our minds,
coping mechanisms and just ways of being that I want to share. But I've noticed if I don't just let that come off organically, it doesn't come out the way that I want it to. Yeah. And then it also like, when I'm not even just watching it back, when I'm done recording, it's even right then it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And so we've recorded this twice now and it's just not hitting the way that we want it to. And we really had to take a step back and reevaluate how we were going about the podcast. And I was telling him that like, I know I want to show more of like our personality.
Our funny, our playful, our...
Because that's
there's a lot more to that.
It's like a very good balance. I would say it's 50-50 like... what's the word? I can't remember this damn word, but what's new? Because I'm pretty sure this is like the third episode where I'm like, what's the word?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. I don't know the word. I know the word. I just can't think of it. But it's like 50-50. It's the funniness, but it's also
the
little more like deeper spiritual stuff.
Well, yeah, because...
And I want to show more of our funniness, not more than the spiritual stuff, but like I want it to have a little bit more of a balance because that's why I felt like it wasn't really representing us truly who we are, because half of the time me and you are on the floor crying from laughing because that's who we are. It's not just this like serious, so this is how you need to live your life
stuff. Okay. And that's the thing. Okay. Right. When we think of the topics that we give you guys, right. It comes from a spiritual aspect. It comes from a teaching and preaching and learning type of aspect. So when we come up with these ideas and things to talk about, we want to get to the point of learning and growing and elevating, right? But like she said, we don't express the funny, playful, excited type of energy that we go through when even thinking about these things and expressing them to you guys, right? So we kind of leave that part out. We keep the seriousness in because we try to think of, like I said, the learning part of those topics that we present
to you guys. What we can share.
What we can share.
That can help people. Because that's obviously like our main focus. That's what, not our main focus, but like.
No. That's just our main focus.
Yeah,
essentially,
that's what we want to do.
We're kind of here to express in examples and in topics the way that we've learned to elevate and grow ourselves and the things that we've went through and the things that we've learned and the things that have helped and worked for us, the things that we want to get to you guys and tell you like, hey, this worked for us, maybe it'll work for you, but in a more serious way. And like she's saying, she wants to do the more playful, the more funny, the more in those same things that we want to teach you guys, the part about us that brings those things, the playful, the funny, the shit like that.
Yeah, because the title is called
From Our Mind to Yours. And our mind doesn't just consist of seriousness.
Most of the time, it's not serious. Most of the time, it's not serious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just felt like it wasn't, not that it wasn't authentic, because those episodes that we put out beforehand definitely were. It just started absolutely to feel like over the last episode, I would say. I still really liked our last episode.
Episode 5?
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
I really
episode.
Liked it.
Just more seriousness.
But yeah, I just feel like going into this next episode, it just felt kind of heavy. It just didn't feel right. I could physically and like energetically feel there was some type of shift that we needed to make.
Yeah, yeah.
To make it, as you can see, start flowing again. It's flowing now.
I mean, also due to our personal experiences too. The stuff that the camera doesn't see, right?
Right.
The stuff that happens to us on a daily basis that inflict on how we present ourselves in our podcast and the information that we give you guys, right? We haven't felt ourselves in giving you guys this information due to some of the things that we deal with on a daily basis. The same as what everyone deals with on a daily basis, right? That changes the way they talk, the way they speak, the way they act, the way they react to things, you know?
But I feel like that's a perfect example of not allowing your environment and your 3D to control what goes on inside of here. Yes, we may have had some things that we needed to work through, and maybe, you know, the other two times that we tried to record this episode, it didn't work out because there were other things that were a little more important at that time that we needed to focus on a little bit. And now that we have worked through those things and, you know, kind of prioritize those things so that we can give this our all in the way we know that we can. Now we're ready. We're 100% ready to do this episode. We're over here flowing.
Absolutely.
The way that we normally do. And this was not happening on the past two times that we tried to record
this. Exactly. And in that same instance, it's harder for people to do that than not. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
For them to overcome their experiences and their circumstances and
maybe
their
environment, like still posting all the two episodes that we have recorded, like just posting it just to like get stuff out there and keep going, keep the momentum going.
Just being able to get that content out in words in our video for us specifically. I want to talk about us specifically, right?
Okay.
Because we thought this was hard and a challenge for us specifically due to our circumstances and our situations and our experiences that we do, right? But we've gotten to a point where that doesn't affect us the same. And now, like you said, we're at this point where we can flow, we can do it, we can make the content because we feel better about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We feel better about our situation. We feel better about our experiences and shit like that. But we had to go through that, learn from it, grow from it, change it in any way we saw fit to be able to do this that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's hard for a lot of people.
It is.
It's hard because they don't, you know, a lot of people are people pleasers.
Why you say it like that?
I only say it like that because it's more common than not, right?
I am definitely a retired people pleaser, so I know what that's like. That's not fun. People pleasing is not fun. And it's really weird why, like, it's so normal. And like I said, I'm speaking from experience. It's so normal to just automatically go to that. Yeah. To try and make other people more comfortable so that you don't feel uncomfortable.
Exactly.
That's weird to me how many people are like, yes, I will choose that. I want other people to be comfortable. It doesn't matter if I'm not comfortable. That's so strange to me.
I know. And a lot of people think that not making other people uncomfortable makes them feel comfortable. Right? But in the moment,
it's really a fake.
Exactly, because long term, later on, when they think about those things, they think about the things they had to sacrifice for themselves to make somebody else feel comfortable, and they thought that it made them feel comfortable at that point, but they think of all the things that they think they could have said to make them feel more comfortable in that situation, but they gave up.
They start overthinking about all that.
Exactly.
But I don't even think it takes that long. I don't think it even takes that long to feel uncomfortable. I think
for some people,
for me personally,
yes.
Right when I say it, the things that I would have said before to make other people feel comfortable, even if it made me uncomfortable, right in that moment when I said it, I wasn't super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But immediately after I say it, I'm already, even as the person is talking, I'm already thinking about how uncomfortable that made me feel, or how I wish I didn't say that, and I wish I said something different that was more authentic to who I am, instead of trying to appease to who I think this person is, because it's really just your perception of who that person is, who you think that person is. It's not even really what they are. You don't know who exactly they are.
Everything
is always just a perception. That person could be completely different than what you think. You're just basing it off of what you think they are. Who you think they are.
Everything you think about that person is based off of what you think.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. And they could even tell you, but at any moment somebody could be thinking something, you could think that they're thinking something based off of even something that they've told you.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it's completely different.
They don't feel that way. Exactly. Or they just don't feel that way anymore.
And
people change how they feel about things all the time. And they don't nobody needs to update everybody
that's
that they don't feel that way anymore.
That's like that quote that it's like, I'm not the same person that you ask other people about or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Hey, have you talked to, you know, D'Angelo in a long time? Blah, blah, blah. And someone thinking about how I am, blah, blah, blah. But that's not even close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That person that they're asking somebody about, I mean, could have had their last experience with me 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Definitely not the same.
And even if it is correct, you don't ever actually know.
Yes.
It's always an assumption.
Exactly.
You don't ever actually know.
You know, you talk to the person, you get the perspective.
Right.
If you ask the hard questions.
For sure. There is a way to know. Things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
But it has to come from the person you're thinking those things about.
You know? Yeah, you can't ask somebody else. You have to speak directly to that person.
Because every single person has their own perspective of in the certain moment that they had the last perspective with that person of. Mm-hmm. Is speaking on, right? Yep. So
I like it.
I love it. One thing I wanted to talk about, what was I saying?
Health.
So my thing is, we were talking about this earlier, and a big thing I always bring up, I always talk about, the perspective that we've reached in this present moment, and the things we think about, the paths that we've taken, the things that we practice and we stay consistent with, none of it would have ever happened if we didn't take a positive, healthy approach physically, right? The food that we consume, the things that we consume, right? Physically, the things we put in, the things we know that are rich in these minerals and vitamins and nutrients, right? That helped us gain, retain, and obtain a positive mental and emotional health, right? It started with our physical health to be able to have this positive mental health and emotional health.
Yeah, because where we started, the mental.
The emotional, right? But we always knew that physically we weren't there. I mean,
to be honest, I didn't even know physically I wasn't there until after we made this shift.
Exactly, but that's food. How it started. It started with the physical. And 7+ years ago, we went vegan, fully vegan, right? And we're not saying that that's the right path for anyone, right? At a certain duration.
I'm not vegan. I haven't been vegan for several years.
We eat eggs.
I started vegan.
We eat cheese. We eat fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Seafood.
Land meat has been gone for over 7 years.
That's the only thing that has stayed consistent. We don't eat beef, chicken, or pork.
That's not the only thing that has stayed consistent. right? The process stuff, the snacks, the chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right.
Right? Everything we shop for, everything we look at, we turn the label. We know what's bad. We know what's good, you know. We look at those things, right? If it's not a minimal ingredient item, like 9 to 11 ingredients max, we're like, yeah, no. We put that shit back on the shelf.
To be honest, I don't even count the ingredients amounts like that, but I get what you're saying. Like,
no, right.
When there's like a whole paragraph list of ingredients.
If I have to overread
an issue.
Yeah. And you know which ones of those ingredients are bad, right? All the dyes, they're all bad. Yellow 6, red 5, blue 40, this, that, blah, 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 right? We know it's bad. Okay. Some people don't. Some people are ignorant to that information. And not ignorant in a bad way. Ignorant as in lack of information. That's what ignorant means.
That's what
lack
it means. So
of
many people
knowing
get,
something.
So many people get upset and like take it offensively when someone calls them ignorant, which I don't blame them, because usually if someone's calling you ignorant, it's like basically they're calling you stupid. But,
well, yeah,
the,
but
it
ignorant,
depends on the way you're using it. And the way you used it just now is just the lack of knowledge.
Lack of.
Yeah.
That's what ignorance is. Lack of
this. Information, understanding.
Yes, right. Our parents were ignorant to the information of what they were putting in our bodies as well as their own, right?
It still sounds kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
Saying our parents were ignorant to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ooh, hold on.
And I'm not saying just our parents. I'm saying parents in general. This is a general
And we've also had these conversations with our parents. They know. They're aware that they didn't have access to the information that we had access to.
And they tell us the same thing.
I've had the same conversations with my mom, to where she was like, yeah, if I had access to some of the same stuff you had access to, I'm not saying you, like, I would make the same decisions that you would, but there are certain things that I would have changed, certain things I wouldn't have given you guys. And my mom already was like really strict on our health and not allowing us to eat certain things and a bunch of processed stuff and a bunch of sugars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
my parents were different. We ate processed everything, sugars,
nasty
everything.
Shit.
I mean everything, right? Right. And I don't blame my parents for that whatsoever. Not a single lick of it, right?
No.
Because I'm at the point in my life.
He enjoyed it. Enjoyed it.
What fucking kid does not want to go to 7-Eleven every morning before school
and get whatever
they
want?
Be able to pick out two things. You mean 5 days a week, every week, you go to 7-Eleven, you can pick out two things?
Yeah.
Come on. I didn't care what my parents knew, what
they didn't know. We went to 7-Eleven not every Friday. I would say like during the school year, like most Fridays. We would go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee and like some other snack. I would get a Slurpee. My thing was, stop. I know what you're thinking. My thing was a Slurpee and hot Cheeto fries.
We went to 7-Eleven Monday through Friday. Two things.
I knew you were
each.
Coming back.
You know what I'm saying, right? Slurpee, that was on the back of my brain,
well,
right?
The only reason we did it every Friday, pretty much every Friday, was because of my stepfather.
Yeah.
My mom was not the one. But my mom was at work. My stepfather was the one that was able to. He was done at the same time we got off of school, so he'd pick us up and take us to 7-Eleven on Fridays because he wanted to get a big gulp. That was
gulp. We went to 7-Eleven every morning before school because we were always at school an hour early.
that was
the precedent for
me.
The day.
That's crazy to me. Honestly, I will never be an hour early to anything. And like, that's just being honest. I know how I am. I know where I get it from. But even so, I do really well at being on time to things.
Yeah.
Even if I am sometimes, not all the time, sometimes a couple minutes late, I will never, you will never catch me being an hour, nowhere even close to an hour early to anything.
Okay,
there's
she's
absolutely
getting better
no
at being early.
Angela,
hold on.
What are you talking about for real right now?
even 10 years later being together, right?
What are you really talking about right now? Because you're not even with me most of the time when I actually have a time that I need to be somewhere.
Okay.
And that's already very rarely that I have a time that I have
exactly.
to be somewhere.
And what I'm speaking on, right, is the time that we have to be somewhere, you're usually with me.
Okay. And what was your statement saying?
My statement is that she's getting a lot better at being early to shit because I make sure she's early to shit.
Early is the key point there. I don't have to be early to anything.
No. She doesn't
have
to.
On time is good for me.
But she knows that it's a preconditioned and overly conditioned thing of myself to be early to everything.
No,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on.
Okay. Say what you gotta say.
This is where we come to a compromise because me being an hour early, her being an hour late to everything makes it to where we almost meet in the middle where a lot of things now that we have to be at, we're 10 minutes early, max 15 minutes early. Okay. And that's because we've met in the middle of what we've been preconditioned to do for our whole lives.
Okay. You done? Because that's extremely, like, beyond extremely hilarious. When have I ever been when have I ever been an hour late to anything? Pause. Yeah. When have I ever been an hour late to anything?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, before me, you've been an hour late to everything. Are you fucking kidding me?
D'Angelo, before you, baby, you didn't know where the fuck I was at and what the times were and where I needed to...
All I know is everything you've told
D'Angelo.
Me. Are you serious? You know how many times
you've
told me?
Are you talking about when I was a child?
Are
you talking about when I was a child when I did not have any say-so?
Any control,
No. D'Angelo, pause. You can't even put that on me. You already know that's on my mama.
I'm not putting that on
you. You can't put that on me. I'm talking about what we were talking about is me. Being late to things. Me being in control, being late to things.
You're right.
For the record, never been an hour late to anything on my control, on my time.
Didn't I say
that? A day in my life.
Okay, I hope all of you can rewind the clip.
I'm going to see it when I edit this video. D'Angelo, what are you really talking about?
Before me? What was before me? All your mom. Okay.
D'Angelo, no.
And everything before you, what did I say? Was all my mom.
We met when we were 17.
I was an hour early to everything because of my mom, not because of me. You were an hour late to everything because of your mom, not because of you.
That was all things that you spoke on. I did not say nothing about D'Angelo's always an hour early to everything. All I said was you tried to be early. I didn't say anything about you're always an hour early. I didn't put any time frame on it.
What I spoke on was everything that we couldn't control. I'm saying since we've been together, we've been latest 10 minutes late, earliest 10 minutes early, right? We've came to a great compromise being
You're
together.
Annoying.
I know I'm annoying. Okay.
10 minutes late. But is it ever really late though?
Don't.
D'Angelo, because but the things that we have an appointment to, are we ever those 10 minutes late? Because I feel like those 10 minutes late is on things that showing up to meet your parents somewhere or something.
If I punch you, they're going to think it's domestic violence. Okay.
D'Angelo be punching me sometimes.
Don't.
He does.
If y'all have been up to episode 5, you know for damn sure that ain't correct. Okay.
He does.
You need to hush.
I'm not going to say it's DV because I would never joke around about that kind of stuff. I'm just saying.
When's the last time I punched you? Can you even fucking remember?
He has put his hands on me before. if y'all knew anything about me and D'Angelo, I would be the one to try and beat D'Angelo's ass before he tried to be mine.
I don't put my hands on her. So, okay.
Just to clarify, it was a jokey joke. Damn.
Yeah, I know they know that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, shit, damn.
We definitely strayed off topic from
far,
the
far left, right. Okay. Anyways. Just saying health consciousness physically jump starts everything else, mental and emotional, right?
And
for us, the three things that you need is physical health, mental health, and emotional health. In the game of life, in the game of earth, right? Those are the three things you need to be sufficient in to be able to win this game. Physical, mental, emotional health. Those are the three things you need to beat it, to beat this level of life that we're on, right? Everyone knows that life is a game. They just kind of perceive it in a different way, right? They perceive it as life happens to them and not for them, and they think that most things are out of their control and not in their control, right? But we know that physical health, mental health, and emotional health can put everything in your own control.
Yeah.
Right? Because it all comes from here. Those three things come from here, and this is the only thing you can control.
You know what's interesting? I was about to say, I don't think any one of those three, like, trump the other. But, I feel like physical takes it a little bit. No matter what step in life that you're in.
Physical, step one.
I feel like, no, but even like, let's say you've gotten to the point where, like, I can only speak on our own experiences, right? I don't know other people's experiences, but our own experiences, like, to where we've gotten, I feel like we're at a really good place. But, like, I feel like physical health is the only one that can draw everything else back. Your mental and emotional health.
Yes.
Because even if your physical health is really good, and let's say your mental, which I feel like emotional goes with mental, but it definitely is a little bit separate. Your emotions and your mental are definitely separate.
Yeah.
But I feel like if either one of those takes a ding, but your physical is still really good, it's not going to be as hard to get yourself back into that balance as if your physical has been slacking and something else, one of the other two, start to slack a little bit.
Yeah.
It makes it even harder because are at the end of the day, as much as we are experiencing this magic and this spiritual things happening in our life with creating our reality, we are still humans, human experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
That are tied to the physical body.
Yeah,
I feel that's why it kind of trumps those a little bit, because the mental goes on beyond further than this human body and this human experience.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's why that trumps that, because we are right now experiencing a human experience. We're here in this body. This body needs to be healthy.
Yes.
To be able to have the full mind, body, and spirit.
You're absolutely right. Our vessel dictates in this human experience what the rest of our experience is going to be like, mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to take care of this thing, this organic 3D thing that we're put in, right? Our souls are put in this organic 3D thing. If this isn't taken care of, the other things are definitely not going to be taken care of. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
I feel like this was the one out of all the three that we recorded.
Oh, absolutely.
This was the one.
Yeah.
This is why we recorded it for a third time.
Yeah.
Because this is what we were trying to get to.
Yeah.
The other two were like fractions of this episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that was a little peek into our mind.
Yeah, that was a big peek into our mind.
Yeah. I love when we get to flowing like that.
Yeah,
it's fun. It just, you know,
it's organic.
Yeah, it just keeps going, and right? I love
organic,
it.
Organic, non-GMO.
Okay.
Well, I mean, literally, our minds not. Our hold on, organic Pause. Body's not filled with GMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Me saying pause right now is hilarious, because that just reminded me of when we were camping, and your sister was telling me about those, like how I was being a little rude to her.
And you kept telling her pause.
Yeah, I apologized the next morning when she was telling me, because I'm like, why was I being so rude? But like, she would ask me something, I'd be like, pause. Why are you blah 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 blah?
Pause.
Pause.
Pause. Don't move. Freeze.
Because what's my obsession with that? I'm really not sure. I think it's more so like, to me, it's like a, hold on a second.
Hold on. I'm saying
wait,
something.
Wait. Pause. Wait. Pause.
Freeze.
What was that? Ooh, that's a good one.
Freeze.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to just tell everybody. Freeze.
Freeze. Okay. Let me talk. Okay, because Kehlani has definitely told me freeze a couple times.
Did she
freeze
really?
What? Yeah. Freeze.
Oh.
Daddy, this. No. Okay, well, I'm unfrozen now.
Why'd she tell us on our walk? We went on a walk before we put her to sleep.
Yeah.
And she went to go hand me this big rock after we told her like four times, let's
to
go.
To put it down.
And to put it go. Down. She said, here, Mommy, you're going to hold this. And I grabbed it. I'm like, what? No, I'm not taking this with us. She goes, yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
And keeps walking. I'm like, D'Angelo's.
I said, babe, put that rock on the ground.
I said, put that down. I was like, put it down. I put it down. I said, Kehlani.
I'm not taking
this
rock.
Okay?
And
you
didn't.
Have to put your foot down sometimes.
Take the rock.
Okay? Yeah. Anyways, this was great.
35 minutes in. Wow, that's good.
Yeah. This was awesome. This was real fun.
This was a good episode.
I enjoyed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm glad we're getting back into our flow, into our element.
Yes, we don't always have to be so serious all the time.
Yeah.
Right? You see that we're funny.
And I didn't like
we're
it.
We're playful, you know.
I think that's why I wasn't feeling it, because I'm like, no, this is not, this doesn't feel like what I want to be doing.
Yeah, because we took it, we perceived it that way. Right? We made this. We took the name of what our podcast is and tried to make it the reality of what the podcast is, right? From our mind to yours, right? We thought from our mind to yours meant from the best parts of our mind to yours.
Right. Instead of just everything.
Instead of everything, right?
Yeah.
We wanted it to be the best. We wanted it to be the most strategic, the most stringent, right? The most to the book of how we feel like we may be teaching and, you know, having people learn from us, right? But
right.
we don't need everybody to learn from us, right? We need to give our experience of what goes on in our mind and how we think of things and how we talk about things and just project that to the world and however they take it, right? Not for what
we
think.
Let it do what it needs to do.
Exactly. Not for what we think people should learn.
Yeah.
And will learn the best way that we tell it to them, you know?
I agree. 100%.
We don't need to do that.
I think it gets easy to fall into that trap of like trying to dictate like this is what people need to learn, because we recognize it as focal points in our journey.
In our own journey,
but
yes.
We have to leave that up to other people, because there could be certain things that we're not sharing because we're trying to control that narrative that other people, if we would just let it flow, other people, there's certain things that other people might take and be like, wow, I resonate with that.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's
and some things that
like,
people may not understand.
Made a turning point. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, I'm sure we've said stuff where people are like, oh, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Or they don't agree or whatever
yeah,
the case
yeah,
may be.
Yeah, whatever it is may be.
Yeah.
I mean, disagree, don't disagree. I mean, I don't give a shit.
Don't really care. Not that I don't really care. I didn't mean it like in a...
It's
I don't give a shit kind of attitude. It's
yes.
more so like, that's not going to change how I feel.
Exactly. I don't care as in I only know how to be me.
Yeah.
I only know how to talk about me. I don't, you know, whatever. I mean, take what you do and leave what you don't, you know?
If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, I hope you enjoyed this, and go ahead and give it a follow so that you know follow, every single time.
Thumbs up, double like, whatever it is.
I don't know that you can like it on the Apple Podcast, but I know you can follow it so that you can see it'll pop up whenever we post a new episode and you click on your podcast app. It'll pop up that we posted a new episode. So
if you want comedy and mindfulness, we got that. We got that for you.
Period. Yeah.
All right. End of day.
Anyways. All right. We'll see you guys in the very next episode. Bye.
She is Destiny. This is episode 6. I'm D'Angelo, and we're calling it quits.
Did you do that on purpose? That was a little corny, not going to lie.
That was hella corny.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Okay. I was trying to make it rhyme. Bye.